בתחילה, in the beginning of התבודדות, כדאי שיודע במשך כמה דקות הדעות קבועות, it's good if a person has, again, it's not permanent, it's not obligation, not obligatory, it's good, he's saying. כדאי, it's a good idea. If a person has certain things that he thanks for Hashem for. Certain things he thanks Hashem for. For example, that he has emunah, that he met Rav Shalom, right? That he's learning here in the yeshiva, that he has, that Hashem gave us the Torah, that he... He gave us the Torah, the mitzvahs, he gave him a wife, his children, whatever the person has, living as his son. The fact that Hashem told us about the Yitzvodidut B'chlal, that we have Rabbeinu in the world. Right? These are things that a person, even a million years, he thanks Hashem, it's not enough. Lachen, lechol ha'pachot, yodeh aleim, kol yom pa'am yoter, pa'am pachot, haikar sheyodeh. At least every day a person should remember the good that Hashem is doing with him. Tov sheh'odah b'shalav alati b'kaliut. And in this, the beginning here of the Yitzvodidut, it's good that a person will be B'klaliyut in general. The specific thanks for Hashem, specifically for the day before, a person will do it during the Cheshbon Nefesh. כשעובר על היום האחרון הוא ספר לקדוש ברוך הוא מה עשה, אז הוא מדבר על כל פרט ופרט של היום שעבר, והכל מצוות זכה לה, והכל מצוות טוב, והכל ישועה והצלחה. When a person learns how to do cheshbon nefesh, and now we're going to learn how to do cheshbon nefesh. Cheshbon nefesh means when a person goes through the day and he fixes up and sees what he did good and what he didn't do good. There, a person will thank Hashem. A person, let's say, he starts doing, let's say, the end of the day doing bodhidut, or the next day, he says, fine. So, yesterday I did bodhidut, goofy. Thank you, Hashem, for doing bodhidut. And then he goes on, he says, afterwards I went down to Mar. Thank you, Hashem. Thank you, Hashem, that I even went to shul. Or I think I should die in Mar, if I didn't go to shul. Right? And then he says, how did I die in Mar? I was here, I was also a little bit in Thailand. I went to Costa Rica a little bit. I journeyed around. Please, Hashem, I'm sorry that I'm thinking about everything besides you. And David, help me, Hashem, that today I will die in Mar correctly. Okay, good. He thanked, he did shul, but he went and died for it. Goes on. Then I went home and I said, Kriyashma. I said Kriyashma. How did I say? I just said a little bit Kriyashma. Did I say the whole thing? Is it from a sitter? Did I say laying down? Did I say stand it up? Right? Or I went home and the kids started doing balagan and I got upset. So fine. So go through the day. Thank you, Hashem, that I have children b'chal. Thank you, that I have a house. And then it goes through. I got upset. Hashem, help me. I'd never be upset. Sorry, Hashem, that I was upset. Help me to believe that everything is you. Goes through the day. Kitzur. Cheshbon nefesh. Yeah. So there you already, a person will thank for the specific things. So in the beginning of the building, the person has a general thanking for everything. It's good if he has. And of course, the specific things will go already through the Cheshbon Nefesh when he goes through the day before. Cheshbon Nefesh. It's brought down in Nikutei Moran in Torah Tetva 15. Shalidei she'adam shofetet atmo ba'atzmo al kol ha'sakar. And through that, this is a person, he shofetet atmo. He judges himself. Yeah? By himself. He just himself, all these things that he went through. He's saved from all fears and from all suffering of the world. And he merits to taste the flavor of all ganuz. If you ask me what that is, I'll tell you. I don't know.
Wine.
Huh?
It's a wine or a ganuz?
It is very good wine. Very good wine. It's very expensive also. For Pesach it was 70 shekels, and now I saw it's 95. Very, very tasty wine. What?
I've been a few different ones.
Yeah. I bought for Pesach, and I did not regret it. It's a very small winery. They grow it in a very small area, near Olganus, near Miron. It's a very good wine. If you want to bring it for a gift for someone, a present, when you go for Shabbat, it's a good wine to bring. Olganus. Okay? Here, you got us a tip. Don't tell Avdro I said anything about wine. We don't drink wine.
You don't drink wine on Shabbos?
I drink wine on Shabbos.
Well, Avdro doesn't drink wine on Shabbos.
Organic grape juice.
Ask him.
What about Albert Kersis?
No, the Algonquin is yeah. Zochel Arad Ira Le Shorsha. He merits to bring the Midata Ira, the Midata Ira, to bring it up to his Shorish, meaning that he doesn't fear anything else besides Hashem. That's the Shorish of the fear, is to fear Hashem. Which this means, he's called Yirat HaRoMemut, which is the highest level of Yira. Parao Nekiya, clear, pure and clear. Without any grasp to the fallen fears of what goes on in the world. People are scared of all kinds of things, scared of heights, scared of the Arab might attack them, scared of dogs, scared of, I don't know what, whatever person is scared of. Scared to fly, all kinds of people scared of all kinds of things. עוד מובא בתורה ד', brought down also in Torah ד', כתמורה, שעל ידי וידוי דברים, through this a person confesses,
confesses.
האדם זוכה לחיות חיים של מעין עולם הבא, a person merits to live life of מעין עולם הבא, meaning to understand and to see the clear leadership of Hashem in the world, to see how everything is exactly מידה כנגד מידה. הכל צודק וישר וטוב, there's no bad, Hashem is righteous, Hashem is ישר, honest, Hashem is good, and to merit Ruach Kodesh, and to know clearly that all of his happenings, all of what goes on in his life, is definitely good for him. That's what a person merits, through confessing, through doing Cheshbon Nefesh. עוד מובא בזוהר, soon we'll talk about it more specifically, how to do it. עוד מובא בזוהר, הקדוש ברוך הוא אומר בזוהר, שמי שעושה חשבון נפש כל יום, someone does חשבון נפש every single day, אין עליו שום דין, there's no judgment on him. Why? כי כשיש דין למטה, אין דין למעלה. If there's judgment, if someone does judgment on himself here, doesn't mean to punish himself, it means to say what he did right or wrong. There's no judgment from above upon him. וכן הוא בא לספרי קודש רבים, so it's brought in many, many ספרי קודש. בעניין מה שאמרו חז"ל, says in the Mishnah, הווה מחשב שכר עבירה כנגד הפסדה, שכר מצווה כנגד הפסדה. כשאדם צריך לעשות אישור הדעת בכל עניין, a person has to do אישור הדעת and all these things that he's doing, ומה יוצא לו מכל דבר, right? Is it good? Is it not good? וכיצד צריך לנהוג בכל חייו, and to see, well, is this the right way I want to do in my life? Is it not the right way? Even if it's good things, definitely if it's bad things. How do I want to live my life? I'm sitting in Kodal, fine. Is that what I want to do? Maybe I need to go out in to the world and do a fatzah, I don't know, go to Ner Lelech, whatever it's called they have there, and Ner Lelech they have there, and I don't know, a person has to see what he has to do in life. Maybe I'm sitting in I'm learning more with someone, and it's not what I need to do. Maybe I'm doing some Olash Chanorach, I don't know,
maybe
whatever it is.
Doing this.
Huh?
Maybe not supposed to be doing this.
That's what I mean?
So maybe you're not supposed to be doing
maybe
this.
Maybe not, no, but Rav Avraham said it too, so.
Oh.
But yeah. Don't worry. Just I can feel clearly that we did this. See it in my life. I'm doing this for me, not for you. The fact that you're sitting here with me is also good.
Did it come out in English yet?
No. And even if it is, the Hebrew is much better. And when you talk about it with friends together, so it's much stronger. Yeah. Everything, spiritually or physically. A person ate. How did I eat? I ate borekas. No? Is that what I need to eat? Borekas? Borekas I need to eat? Full of margarine and garbage, right? Person has to do shiva das and everything. V'chein muva b'shem ha-rav ha-chashuv ha-rav Levitz Bender, that's that. Levitz Bender was the biggest in Breslev. He died 26 years ago, 25 years ago. And he called it, almost 26. Shekara ha-yibodudut sha'a shi yishuva das. He never calls it yibodudut. He always called it an hour of yishuva das. Set it in your mind to see what you're doing in life. Hayah Omer, he used to say, שצריך שיהיה לאדם יישוב הדעת על כל פרט ופרט בחיים. A person needs to have יישוב הדעת in every single detail in his life. כיצד ינהג בביתו? How is he acting at home with the house, with the family, with his children? כיצד ינצל את זמנו? How is he going to take the best advantage of his time and not waste his time? How should he daven? How is he benching? Everything. כל הדברים הללו נכללים בחשבון נפש של האדם. All these things that we mentioned are included in חשבון נפש of a person. וצריך שיעשה בכל יום חשבון נפש. A person needs to do every day חשבון נפש and tell Hashem everything he's done from the Yibodut yesterday until this moment. And detail, bring the detail, יפרט כל דבר, everything. As much as you can remember. Thoughts, speech, and action. יעשה חשבון נפש. Was it good or not good? And if it was good, was it good enough? Could I do better? And confess in front of Hashem for every sin that he did against Hashem and regret and take it upon himself that in the future of Hashem he wants to daven for it, that he won't do it anymore. And if he knows that it's something that he's used to doing all the time, like Shmirat Ha'Einayim, Pgam Ha'Einayim, that person used to always looking at women, and he can't accept upon himself right away that he won't do it anymore, but he could accept himself from now on he wants to daven for it, like we said. He shouldn't lie to himself. From now on, Hashem, I accept not this look at women. Yeah, yeah, really? You're a liar. You could accept my stuff that you want to daven every day for it. כאמור לאל, זמן חשבון הנפש הוא הזמן להודות על כל הדברים הטובים שזיכה אותו הבורא לעשות ביום שחולף. And that's also the right time to thank Hashem for all the good things that Hashem gave you the chus to do. You have tzitzis and tefillin. And you daven all the brachas, you daven shmoneh esrei, you daven shachris and nechah emayim. And you said brachas. And you were able to go to the bathroom. And you have people that have problems. And you have kidneys working and everything. Spiritually or physically, everything. וצריך שלא יהיה קמצן וחסכן במילים. A person should not be a miser in his words. It's not money. And the money he can hold in his pocket and not waste it. And words speak, speak. Say.
What does that mean?
To speak out. Say a lot of things. Say a lot of words. Right? Speak out how you feel. Thank you, Hashem. I'm full of joy that I married the Davin Shachris today. It's so beautiful. I feel so connected to you. Or I don't feel so connected to you. Please, Hashem, open for me. Whatever. Okay. And when a person speaks clearly about all the benefits that he has in his life, it will help him not to be sad when he does cheshbon nefesh and all his deficiencies. Okay. Person, yeah, but he has to thank Hashem to see all the beauty in a person's life. Like we spoke about yesterday. So, על החלק הזה שחשבון נפש תשובה ליום האחרון. אין לדלג בשום יום. This part of חשבון נפש, which is the main part of what Rabbeinu wanted to be able to do really, is to do חשבון נפש. If a person is in a place, if a person becomes sad, he doesn't do חשבון נפש. We spoke about this many times. If a person is in a place that he does חשבון נפש, he's able to do it. He's not sad because he has das that everything is from Hashem, everything is definitely good. He just wants to grow. It's every day. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah. I said the only difference in Rosh Hashanah is that in Rosh Hashanah you can't say, you don't say the sins. You say the things that you need to do good. Hashem, from now on I want to do this good. From now on, you don't say any bad. Rosh Hashanah, you don't mention your sins in your mouth. So, it's a judgment about Sukkah. Yeah.
On Shabbos?
Shabbos, do Cheshbon Nefesh regularly.
Okay.
Yeah, otherwise, tshuva is every day. Because maybe tomorrow we won't be around, a person won't be around anymore. Yeah, but everyone should have a long life, but no one knows his last day. So, do tshuva.
But a Shabbos should remain joyous. It shouldn't be.
He should remain. If he does, if he becomes sad, he doesn't do cheshbon nefesh at all. It doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos or not Shabbos.
Okay.
And if he's happy, he do cheshbon nefesh. He can't do cheshbon nefesh if you're sad. It's joy. Doing tshuva is joy. No?
Can you be broken hearted then?
Yes.
Then
it brings you the joy. I'm cleaning myself up. What do you mean? Okay. After you come out of Bulldoze, you're full of light, no? If you did a good Bulldoze, full of joy. So that's part of Shabbos. Be joyful. Be full of joy. Because it says that the person, when he has a sin, it's heavy on his heart. A person is used to cleaning himself every day, he feels the heaviness of the sin. And he must do it, but he must do clear cleaning up even on Shabbos. So, I have to go.
No, don't.